As you know, often in the reporting game, you'll get people that thank you for covering their events. And my response is often, you know, you've presented something worth covering. And in the years that the Chamber Music Festival of Lexington has been here, it has, you know, really become a very important event in Lexington in a number of ways. Maybe chief most, it combined with the Chamber Music Festival of the Bluegrass at the beginning of the summer have really raised the profile of chamber music in the Central Kentucky area from being sort of a niche thing to something that a lot of people pay attention to. The interesting thing is they've done it in two very different ways. The Chamber Music Festival of the Bluegrass, which is out at Shakertown at the beginning of the summer, brings in musicians from New York, from the Chamber Music Society of Lincoln Center, and that's great. And they do a wonderful job, and they do it in a very unique environment. Here, we're bringing back a hometown talent, Nathan Cole, who is now the Associate Concertmaster of the Los Angeles Philharmonic. So clearly, he's achieved big in the classical music world, and he brings in a lot of very highly performing young musicians to put on a heck of a festival.
Because what you've got is you've got 3 days of concerts at Fasig Tipton Pavilion. You get a preview concert. You have multiple master classes. I mean, it really has evolved into a festival, into a multi-day event, and it's gaining in reputation as far as the quality of the music offered.
Right, and one of the real ways that it's gaining in reputation is by bringing in some top-rate guest artists like Andrew Bain, who is the principal horn of the Los Angeles Philharmonic, a colleague of Nathan Cole's, and also by commissioning new works. Every year except for the first year, the festival has commissioned a new work. This year it's by Chris Rogerson, who is a very young composer. He's 23 years old, but they write a piece especially for the festival, and the artists have a chance to premiere that, which is happening on Saturday night.
Now, chamber music, perhaps not your bailiwick, Eddie Murphy's brother is performing also this weekend in Central Kentucky.
Yeah, so, you know, a chance to see the stand-up skills in the sibling here. You know, for people who did not know Eddie Murphy back in the day, he is an incredible stand-up comedian. I mean, he will leave you in stitches. So his brother, Charlie Murphy, is coming to town, coming to Comedy Off-Broadway, and he will be performing through Sunday there. So, you know, like you said, if chamber music isn't your thing, this might be. Or you may just want to enjoy this football game this weekend.
Yeah, who's playing anyway?
Probably nobody from our state, I don't think.
Rich Copley, thanks for your help.
Thank you.